A video has emerged apparently showing African migrants being auctioned off at a slave market in Libya. Libya is a gateway to Europe for migrants, and they often fall victim to sophisticated people smuggling and trafficking networks. Abuse and torture of migrants has been documented. Now this video suggests that they are being traded. France has called an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council to discuss the footage, and representatives called for action to be taken in Libya. Connie Agius filed this report.
It's August 2017, and human beings are allegedly being sold in Libya. An auctioneer holds a male migrant by the arm and spruiks his positive traits. The bids roll in and he's eventually sold into slavery. The video was obtained by CNN and there's no way for the ABC to independently verify the footage. But the International Organisation for Migration has investigated the issue and the Director General's spokesman, Leonard Doyle, says the video supports what the IOM has learned.
Migrants are tricked, usually by social media, into thinking that there's a great job for them or a great life ahead of them in the developed world. So they jump on the bus, sell all their worldly goods quite often, and end up in very, very big trouble. Because the minute they get across the border into Libya, they're taken by smugglers and criminals who just hit them and torture them and extract all the money they can from them. After that, once they've kind of done with them, then they sell them on. It'd be a simple thing that they just sell them to a farmer as kind of labour. But what we've also discovered is that there are actual slave markets taking place.
He says the migrants are sold for a variety of types of work.
These people fall into a trap and are captured and are then traded for their potential to be building workers, agricultural workers, sex workers for that matter. What's worse is that it's happening through public auctions that are known to select buyers who know where to go to a particular farmhouse at a certain time and buy yourself a free worker. I mean, it's just the nastiest, awful expression of humanity.
An emergency meeting of the UN Security Council has been called in response to the video. Michelle Sisson is the US Deputy Ambassador to the United Nations.
It is an abomination to see human beings bought and sold. The fact is that ruthless smugglers are preying on desperate migrants and refugees with no regard at all for human dignity. Human traffickers detain these people in appalling conditions where beatings, torture, and rape have become commonplace.
Libya's ambassador to the United Nations is Al-Mahdi Al-Marjerbi.
I have issued directives to the specialized security bodies in order to authenticate the recording. And if the recording is indeed authenticated, then the authorities will pursue the criminals and will present them to justice as soon as possible.
The IOM says more than 116,000 people have been smuggled from Africa to Europe this year. The criminal networks behind this movement of people have found safe haven in Libya as the country struggles to restore law and order since the fall of Gaddafi in 2011. Leonard Doyle again.
Yeah, I mean, Libya is a country in free fall, and the economy has turned from being, you know, a relatively prosperous oil-producing country into being an absolute sea of chaos, where people, families are living off migrants, they're trading on them. Migrants have become the currency of the land in the post-Gaddafi era. Not that every Libyan is involved by any means, but a criminal tier of society is clearly exploiting it. So it's not a happy picture overall. It's poor government, poor governance, terrorism, climate change, throw it all together, you get abuse and displacement and ultimately what we're seeing in Libya.
And it's unlikely anyone will be held accountable for human trafficking while Libya's government struggles to rebuild the country.
Connie Agius reporting.